Outreach, one of Bartlesville's grandest nonprofit organizations that helps those in need. For more information, go to shamrocktheville.com. Just a wee tiny festival in the heart of the Ville Saturday morning. Take your lucky charms, rabbit's foot, four-leaf clovers, and horseshoes, and be part of Shamrock the Ville.
Well, that is our topic of discussion this morning, and well, Mark and Jamie are both in to spend a little bit of time with us this morning. Shamrock DeVille, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Charlie. Great Irish accent you got there.
Well, thank you very much. I won't go into the discussion that the Italian-Roman soldiers that invaded that part of the world when they just moved the vowel from the end of their name to the beginning of their name. All Irishmen are really Italians. But anyway, good. But either way, it's a fun event you got going on this weekend, and what a great reason to get down and celebrate what's going on downtown in Bartlesville. And
it is. This is our seventh year now.
Has it been that many years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just try to make it a little more fun every year and a little greener.
Yeah.
People are wearing their most outrageous costumes, which we really like.
I like that part.
Yeah. We're excited, and every year we try to add something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 years ago, added the couch race.
Right.
And that's continues to be more and more popular. This year we actually have a couple of people that have little drones. They're going to fly over and take some aerial pictures of the running. So.
Well, the FAA has changed the regulations, so I'm sure they'll have all their registration materials on their drones.
I have no doubt they'll have all their registration.
what's a great thing to be doing and getting the Irish part of it going on this weekend. It's a fun thing to be doing.
It is, and I hope the drones don't catch me wrecking in the middle of the street off my couch.
I hope, no. Well, and then, I love to see you coming down the street on that couch. It's wonderful.
You can't believe how fast they are.
We grease the wheels on those things.
Caleb asked if I was pushing a couch, and I said, well, probably. And Jamie said she's more worried about who's stopping it than who's pushing it.
Oh, well. So. I don't know. We'll have to get a series of volunteers and a big net.
That's right. It better be big, Charlie.
No, well, only because I think you deserve a king-size couch.
Well, it is fun. It really is.
And it's all a fundraiser for Mary Martha Outreach. And I can talk about how busy our nonprofits are, but I doubt if I would say that I could find one that is any busier than what goes on every day down at your place.
That's right, and it gets busier and busier as the years go by. In 2015, we had 5,300 unique clients, if you count them, coming in one time.
Mm-hmm.
And since we feed them weekly, that totaled out to 73,000 people last year. And we fed them over 2 million pounds of food, so you can imagine there's trucks going and coming and cars. I mean, it's just like Grand Central Station in there most of the time.
And that's just meals. It doesn't count all the other supplies of food, but clothing and furniture and all the other things you do for people.
That's right.
You know.
So it takes a lot of volunteers, and by the way, we really need volunteers. You know, it's so hard and so labor intensive at times that we need lots of younger people too. Now the regular duties that everybody does, their task, you know, the older retired people are great,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much heavy lifting that goes on down there that we sure could use a lot of volunteers.
Okay, so let's just talk about some of the things, and I realize all volunteers are welcome. Let's just get that out of the way first. But it sounds like you need somebody down there who is, I'll say, more into weightlifting and just so you can actually use them for fetch and carry type stuff.
Well, that's right, because when these agencies drive in to get the food that we distribute over seven counties with the Walmart Food Distribution Program, boxes all have to be loaded by hand into all those agency vehicles, and even though the sheriff crew comes, we can always use people that we have chores for everybody.
I would find it funny if you didn't have a chore for everybody. But the good thing is you usually know when some of those vehicles are coming in, so you can schedule the volunteers. Can you be here hypothetically Wednesday morning at 9:30? Because we sure need you.
That's right. Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 is when we do it.
I knew it was midweek, but I couldn't remember what time.
But we also need volunteers just to help hanging clothes after they're sorted, and, you know, to replenish the clothing room every day, or to sort shoes, or so not everything is heavy lifting.
So all members of the family are welcome. We will find a job for you.
Yes.
You bet. And you know, the great thing, Charlie, about Mary Martha is that you don't have to have a commitment.
Yeah.
You can just come when you get in the mood. You know, we're just thrilled when you show up. It doesn't have to be the same time every week or 2 days in a row. It doesn't matter.
But a lot of our volunteers in town are looking for that weekly appointment. And you'll, you know, particularly with your Wednesday afternoon, that's when the trucks are coming. We need you then for sure.
Right.
Yeah. What other tasks do volunteers need to be doing?
What are the tasks that they would do? Well, like they can fill grocery carts, mm-hmm. they can restock shelves, they can hang clothes, they can sort diapers, they can mark the items that come from Walmart Return Center, you know, mark the barcodes mm-hmm. off, do shoes.
That's a good list so far.
Right.
And I'm sure you got a lot more. But you also have other needs. And of course, we're highlighting as many needs as we can get highlighted and talk about raising a little bit of money this Saturday morning.
Well, of course, we always need food, especially meat. Walmart Food Distribution decided in November that besides the non-perishable food they have given us over the years, that they would start giving us their non-perishable foods, mm-hmm. which they call salvage food, but that's such a horrible word because it doesn't really mean what it says. But anyway, so now we are getting that food as well, which has really helped. That way we don't have to go to the food bank to mm-hmm. buy the food. And this is all given to us from the warm, warm hearts of all the Walmart Food Distribution people. And a big shout out to them as usual.
They have become a great resource for our community.
No question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know is that we, for the food that we get from Walmart, about half of it we use in our services that we give away to our clients. The other half we actually distribute to other agencies in town or other places in like Nowata County or Osage County to then use in preparation of where they serve hot meals, or in some cases they'll forward distribute it to people that can't make it into Mary Martha to mm-hmm. get served. And that's a growing part of what we do as well.
Well, it's nice to see Mary Martha act as that central distribution point. And, I mean, locally, and I'm sure it reaches out just like spokes of a wheel, but, you know, we have such a great nonprofit network in town that everybody works so well together.
It's the very best, Charlie. Those all of the agency directors and all of their staffs, we're just all great friends, and we're just a phone call away from each other.
Yeah, and that's what makes it all work and makes it work so well. But again, it's the volunteers, it's the dedication of all the people that you started off with, many of which are still helping out.
That's true. Yes, absolutely.
Mark, Shamrock DeVille, let's just focus on this a little bit. Do people need to sign up in advance or just show up Saturday morning? Or
they can, either way. We do online sign up through our website, shamrockdeville.com, or they can go to marymarthaoutreach.com. If they sign up, I believe tonight is the end of our online sign up, they can save $5. So it's $25 a person. They can show up on Thursday night when we do our pre-race packet pickup and sign up then, or they can show up on Saturday morning and register the day of the race.
And then just unload the couch from their, however they brought it down, truck, wagon.
Well, by Friday night we have a practice run at Mary Martha.
Mm-hmm.
We collect all the couches and we deliver them. So on Saturday morning, if they're in the couch race, the couches are ready and waiting for them.
Okay, so that makes it even easier. They don't have to worry about getting their own couch down there.
We've also got some great companies and individuals that help sponsor the race.
Well, let's get them out there because they are big business.
Yeah, this year our title race sponsor is DSR, or Diversified Systems Resources.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really delighted to have their support. We also get a lot of good support from ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, Ernst & Young, and then, you know, of course, the Credit Union, Trudy Credit Union, and the Cherokee Casino, and the United Way, of course. Safari Smiles is sponsoring our fun run this year.
Mm-hmm.
So in keeping with where we have a lot of children in that in that run or walk,
it's nice that they stepped up to just, you know, do what they do to benefit the kids, and then encourage the kids to come benefit somebody else.
Yeah. And then we get what Sutterfield Financial comes out and supplies drinks and snacks. And so we just got a lot of a good cross section of the community and some really great supporters.
And of course, one of our favorite bunches of people always come to the race, and that's Run the Streets.
Yeah. Right.
What would we do without them?
Yeah.
That is so much fun, and they are so great.
Aren't they? They are out, and it always looks like they're having a good time, and I know some of them, particularly early on, are huffing and puffing, but they're having a good time.
They are.
Such a wonderful program.
And I'm sure the mentoring discussions that as they're running side by side, there's got to be some important talk going on there, too.
I'm sure.
No question.
And they have a couch also.
Great.
Oh, yes.
About how many couches are you expecting this year?
We have 10 couches.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's about the max we can handle.
It's enough.
It's enough. And so we're excited. The young professionals, we will be back to as defending champions. So I know they're excited and doing a little trash talking probably.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet in social media, but maybe I'm just not plugged into the right place to hear it. I don't know. But it is so much fun, and that group has a lot of fun, and I think they're great competitors.
They are.
If somebody can't make it out that morning, or God forbid it rains or something like that, are we rained out for the year, or will you give people an opportunity to still Shamrock Deville some other time?
You know, we've been fortunate that we've always been able to hold the race. Mm-hmm. We're watching the weather closely this year.
Right now it's a 20% chance for Saturday.
20%, so yeah. We're hoping with that. It's the weekends are so full. If we hope we don't have to make that decision, but if it gets to the point where we need to, you know, we'd try to find another weekend if we could, but the weekends are pretty full, and so it'd be difficult to reschedule, but we'd try. But what we don't want to do is conflict with somebody else's event.
Well, again, either way, thank those who have already registered, and again, the online registration, I think you said ends tonight, but they're making a great contribution to the mission of Mary Martha.
Yeah, in fact, if people just can't make it out but want to support us for some reason, and more importantly would like a t-shirt, mm-hmm. there's an online, there's a place that says support from the couch. They can send in their money and we'll get them a t-shirt as well.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. Again, volunteers are needed all the time, apparently particularly on Wednesday afternoons. Whether you are a heavy lifter or just want to come along and do some heavy lifting of paperwork or hanging up some clothes or some other things. Downtown, it all starts Saturday morning, 5th and Jennings. Get signed up today and be part of the effort to support the mission that goes on every day at Mary Martha Outreach. Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
And Jamie and Mark, both of you are so involved in so many things in the community. It's just nice to see something going on for this organization. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. We will continue in just a moment with our one-on-one feature. I know Diane was talking about that early, and yes, we will get it in. We'll talk with the folks from Dewey coming up in just a bit. This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people,